That's the Spook School here on The Breakdown. It's good to be able to say the Spook School, a brand new track by Spook School, Glasgow. Where are they from? They're Scottish. They've been away for a while. And they're back. That was a new track by them called Falling. There's going to be an album coming out in January called Like a Heartbeat. And I've got sat across from me someone who we'd never been here before. Dave.
Hello.
Dave, you are here. Let me turn that up. Okay. Spook School there.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Loved it. It was really good to hear them again. When you mentioned earlier that they were coming back, that actually passed me by.
That
so
they've gone.
To hear that was, a lovely surprise.
Yeah, kicking off the breakdown. Yeah. Got you in this afternoon. Thank you very much for that. And we have got just a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Double album of the week feature today for you're having Interpol.
Yep.
I'm going for Linda Linders. We've got new music from albums from Erica Badu, L.A. Priest. I've said loads more things. Mike D has an album out yesterday.
Yeah. Billy Strings, I think.
Billy Strings. Yeah. What else have you got, Dave?
I've got some new single releases as well. Los Bichos.
Nice.
Very excited for their new album, full of collaborations with various singers. There's a new Boyar Harsha album on the way. One of my favourite bands, so I'm excited for that. And Arab Strap, I think, coming out next Saturday, of their latest one too. So yeah, good spread of genres there, I think.
Yeah, I'm very excited to play a new Hercules and Love Affair track.
Oh yes,
it's got Faris from Horrors in it. Very, very good there. But this next track is going to be one that you're selecting, and this is going to be, we've got you connected up on that side of the desk, so hopefully we are going to have a better experience this week than John did last week. Or poor John in the studio last week. What a show on paper that was. We've got a lot to live up to. What have you going for first, Dave?
So I'm going with Los Bichos first. This song is called Holding Cell. When I first came across Los Bichos, they were very much that cumbia South American funk style band. Since then, they've added a bit of Turkish psych rock to their sounds, and on their new album, they've got various vocal collaborators. And have a listen, Joel, see if you can recognise who the singer is on this one.
Okay.
Very much psych rock royalty. But this is Holding Cell by Los Bichos.
Thank you. The Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
If nothing else, at least I looked alive. I was standing to attention by the time that you arrived. And if there's one thing for certain that a man like me can't see, it's the face that I was pulling when you looked right through me. Still I sit a minute to myself. Something changed when I got older. Now the hours move like death. And if there was just one thing for certain that a man like me can't see, but it's the face that I was pulling when you looked right through me. Pull me aside, you try and kill me, boy. You learn your limits and you stay that way. You think I'm like one of your pinup boys. You learn your lessons and you stay. I looked alive. I was standing to attention by the time that you arrived. And if there was one, just one thing for certain, then a man like me can't see. Oh, it's the face that I was pulling when you looked right through me. Pull me aside, you trying to kill me, boy. You learned your limits and you stay that way. You think I'm like your pinup boys. You learn your lessons, you just stay. Pull me aside, you try and kill me, boy. You learn your limits, you just stay that way. Think I'm like one of your pinup boys. You learn your lessons, you just. Pull me aside, you try and kill me, boy. I'm like one of your pinup boys. You learn your lessons and you stay.
West Side Cowboy there. A track from their debut album, It Goes On, which went in, which just surprised us there, in the charts at number 5 this week. Pinup Boys, a previous single, selected by Steve. Steve is a big fan of West Side Cowboy, and he has decided, even though that was a previous single, we didn't play it. And it can be played today. West Side Cowboy in Sheffield today, filling in for English teacher at the Rock and Roll Circus at Don Valley Bowl. Played at Leeds yesterday and Reading tomorrow.
Yeah.
Busy weekend for them. And they're playing in Sheffield again later on this year at Crook Social Club. Do you know when that is, Dave, off the top of your head? It's not a challenge, by the way.
No.
November 26th.
Yeah, I had November in my head for that. Great live. Really enjoyed their set at Green Man.
Yes, you saw them, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw them at Green Man.
In the rain.
Yeah, lovely. You know when you see a band and they just feel like a lovely collective? Everyone's got their part to play. They're, a band I like on records, but if you like them at all, I'd say go see them live. The song's really come to life there.
Yeah, there was a really good feature in The Guardian this week. Dylan Ray wrote with the band. He'd been in the tour bus, and that came across that they just genuinely like each other, which is good. Album is great. I listened to that on the coach on the way back from Green Man last weekend, a journey which took over 6 hours in the end. Not talk too much about that part of the weekend. Album of the week time now. Interpol. Okay. Commonly accepted, first two albums, incredible.
Yep.
Absolutely. The amount of people I got to buy Turn On The Bright Lights back in like 2001 when it came out, it's quite ridiculous. Antics, brilliant. Since then, not as many hits, but they've kept going.
No, I think they've always released good albums, like good songs, but it's... Well, you were telling me earlier about your Interpols out of 10 for bands which release a song and you just think, oh, that's obviously Interpol. And if you are naming that phenomenon, then obviously you were bands that maybe it's diminishing returns, you're releasing the same thing over and over. And the reason I've picked this for Album of the Week despite that is because I think since those first two albums, which I loved dearly at the time, this is the first time I've been listening to their new stuff and getting really excited about it. I love the title track because it is not many Interpols out of 10.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah.
It's a departure. It still sounds like them. The voice, the guitar, it's very distinctive. But they're going for, I don't know, maybe it's the production, the way they've arranged it. Yeah, really like how they've changed it and evolved their sound here.
Okay, is that the one? So we're going for the title track.
Yeah, we'll start the title track, which is This Memorable Mirror Weighs a Ton, sorry. Also the album title, of course, and here it is.
Speak the arcane to the out there.
Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Now, Dave, that is an Olivia Rodrigo offcut.
Offcut.
Serena Joy from the third album. What is it? You Look Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love? It is, isn't it? Yeah. You seem. You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love. Came out earlier this year. Serena Joy came out yesterday. Followed on from title track from Interpol's. Go on, how many albums have Interpol had?
Oh, God.
I'll give you one either way.
I'm going to go 8.
Bang on the nose.
Is it?
Bang on the nose. 8. First, though, for their new record label, they've moved to Partizan after having been on Matador for all the way back to Turn on the Bright Lights. But great track there from Interpol, and there'll be one more in the second hour of the show. I'm not sure we've had any new artists yet, Dave, today, and there needs to be 5 at least. Can you help me out?
Of course I can help you out. I've got a few. The first one I'm going to pick is a local Sheffield songwriter. You might know her from her work in Sister Wives. She's the guitarist in Sister Wives.
Ah.
Yeah, R. Looms. She has a new album coming out. Let me just double check when that is. It's out the 30th of September, called Another Sip of the Divine Kind. And this single, The Self Demands a Reckoning, came out recently. And if you are a fan of Sister Wives and you love your dark guitar-led psychedelia, I think you'll find a lot to like here. So I'll play without further ado. This is The Self Demands a Reckoning by R. Looms.
I lay down more to rest in the heat. This is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Two new artists. So the breakdown list there. Aluminium is the name of the band. The four-piece from San Francisco, whose single Killing Time you've just heard there. Their new album, I think it's their second one's out on October the 30th, called Iconoclast Haha. And that was the lead single. We liked that, didn't we?
Very good.
That was good.
Very good.
When I came across that this morning, very happy to have found that. And before, I've forgotten already. Oh! Sister Wives,
member R. Looms, I think, released a solo EP, 2020 was the first time I'd listened to her stuff. So very excited that there's a new album coming out, and the song she played there, or we played, or sought for her, was The Self Demands a Reckoning.
It was beautiful. Treble Seven time now. for me. And I'm going to start with something from... actually, you're going to have to put Billiam to the top on there. Going to go with Billiam first. Billiam, earlier on this year, released an album and an EP that we completely missed on the show. Then released another album. We went back on it. And he's put out another track already. Australian, brilliant. This is Birdman Rally. After it, you're going to hear something from Wine Lips, something from their new album, TV Dinner. And the third one, I've got a choice of three. Don't know what I'm going to go with yet. But Billiam first.
Photographer Warren Miller. He told us about a young Canadian skier, Glenn Wertel, who was going to set himself on fire, a stupid bastard, and then ski off a cliff. More stupidity.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
Hi, this is Catherine Woods from Fresh, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Time plays a sort of loop, like a favorite song. bumbling, repeating and looping on.
All right, treble seven now completed. Billiam to begin with, Birdman Rally. That's fair enough. Billiam gets played on the breakdown now. Anytime he puts out anything, it's going to be played. Wine Lips, a band have been around for 10 years, put out an album, TV Dinner, yesterday. That was the, and you heard the first track off of it called Cut It. And Dave, you're telling me never been played on the breakdown, Wine Lips?
Never been played. I checked your massive spreadsheet.
Plenty of iron and wine. Yeah, plenty of iron and wine. Thank you to Isabella for that. And for Steve, for the maintenance he does on it. So nothing played back from them before. And then the last act, Nelson Comes to Town, who I did have a track of a couple of months ago and just never played. Can't find much out about these. I think they're Australian, but I might just be making that up. That track you'd heard, though, it has the wonderful title of The Repeating Scene at the End of Eternal Sunshine, and is one of two tracks that they put out earlier this week. So, Dave, I informed you earlier of one of the rules of the breakdown. Kind of one of the customs, that if I play a treble seven, or whoever plays a treble seven, the other person can retaliate with their longest song of the day.
Yes.
You are taking that opportunity.
I will take that opportunity. It would be rude, really, not to follow the custom as a guest. And I've picked one that we've both picked, actually. We both had this as on our playlist today. It's from the new album by Billy Strings. It's called Lucid Daydream. And Billy Strings, I saw a review which described him as space jazz meets bluegrass meets psychedelia. Bluegrass is not a genre I tend to listen to much, but this album, I heard very good things about him. So when this album came out yesterday, I had a listen, and yeah, it really is quite astonishing. Beautiful song, this one, like Lucid Daydream. One of your favourites?
I really liked it, so I popped it down as well. I was taken by the fact that there is a track on the album called Blue Water Breakdown, which I think will be played at some point in the future, but very happy that you've gone for this one.
Yeah, I'll play that for you now. This is Lucid Daydream by Billy Strings.
Church bells chime. When it's time to rise and shine, you slip out and get yourself back to the grind. Don't forget to take a minute to just stop and smell the needles on the pine. Well, you always meant to do it, but you never did. You never found the time. Waited far too long and left your favorite pumpkin rotting on the vine. A tragedy, and I guess it's not a crime.
I suppose that what you're looking for is still just hidden deep inside your mind. Walking through a lucid daydream every day is like a harpoon through the chest. I wish I could show the hand I'm holding, but I wield it closer to my vest. Well, the clouds are drifting endless like an ocean, and the sun is setting low. Up here I can see forever, and it makes me wonder about the folks below. Are they all just playing parts in their own movie? Do they even know I'm here? Do they hear me when I'm thinking? Would they stop to plant a whisper in my ear? Regret and discontent. Well, I guess there ain't no reason for the rhyme, and there's no rhythm to the beat. You could make yourself a millionaire and still end up out living on the street. You might as well just take it in and leave the anguish for another broken soul. With a chilling hint of distance left between you and whoever's in control.
He is 33 years old.
And that guitar playing is just unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah. Billy Strings and, that was Lucid Dreams?
Lucid Daydream.
Lucid Daydream from an album out yesterday. Just looking to see. It's that one, is it? I'm thinking, his last album was So Much for Goodbyes. What's his new one called? No, that was So Much for Goodbyes, his fifth new record. And I think, isn't it close to like 75 minutes long? It's 16 tracks. I didn't get to the end of it. I've got about 10 tracks in.
Yes, it's long. I think each track is given a lot of space to develop and breathe. And obviously, that can be a great listen, but not if you're pressed in the time. Trying to find as many good albums as possible before you're due to go on radio.
Before you're due to go
on. But yeah, I would definitely recommend listening if any of that caught your ear. It's a fantastic album I've listened to so far.
Very nearly an album of the week selection from me. I went for Linda Linders in the end. Gotta Get Out, their new record. And you're going to hear a track from that on the other side of another new artist on the show.
Yes, new artist, and another Sheffield one for you. This is Monkey, spelt M-O-N-Q-I. with a track called Saudade. I hope I pronounced that correctly, but it's a Portuguese word meaning like a deep emotional longing for something that's gone, for something in the past. It's a suitably wistful cosmic country Graham Parsons style song that is really just the kind of thing you can imagine listen to a warm summer evening. We've got a grey rainy afternoon here, so maybe this will bring us back to a nicer climate. So here we go. This is Saudade by Monkey.
Thank you.
The Breakdown, Albums of the Week.
Second album of the week this week is by Linda Linders, and that's their third record, Gotta Get Out. Been together 8 years now, which means that they are now between the ages of 18 and 24. Wow. The track there was Okay. Great, great record. There'll be another track from it in the second half of the show. But now, final track in this hour
is Tough Luck When You Don't Call by Darkwave legends Boy Harsher. New album coming out 18 September called Get Mean. I believe The Breakdown have played one of the lead singles from it already. So we'll get straight into it. This is Tough Luck When You Don't Call by Boy Harsher.